You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We've got the wonderful Violet Hurst in the studio. Kia ora, Violet. How are you this morning?
I'm good, thanks, Rachel. How are you?
Good. Congratulations on your record, Donegal, which just came out yesterday. This has been a wee while in the making for you. How are you feeling about having it out there?
Ultimately good.
A little bit scary, a little bit exciting?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's kind of just washing over, and yeah. I think I'm someone who likes to hold on to things. Yes and no, but I think yesterday I was definitely feeling the release, feeling a lot of things.
It's a big thing to put something that you've kind of spent a lot of time in your own creative world, you know, thinking about making, maybe showing, you know, that select group of friends around you, and then actually putting it out there. It's quite a brave thing to do. And then you're also heading off on tour to celebrate it, which maybe it'll start to feel a little bit more real when you get to, you know, present it almost to people. Because when you sort of release a record, it's a bit ephemeral maybe.
It feels quite distant. I think that's the thing. Like, everyone who's close to me and who I love in my life already heard it, and they have known it for a long time. And if it weren't for them, then the rest of you people probably wouldn't have heard it, which is really lovely. But yeah, so that's a strange thing to then celebrate it. It's like a delayed. I'm like, oh, here we go again.
Yeah. I totally
remember this thing I showed you months ago. Now it's here again. But the show, I really love performing, and I think that'll be the big moments, is like taking it home, or taking it to actual connecting audiences, and then hopefully meeting some new people and telling them some new stories.
That's exciting. It's really exciting. Speaking of the stories, what does this kind of record mean for you? What time has it come out of? What have you been thinking about with this?
I feel like I changed this the answer a lot. I've been saying it's like a love letter to a certain amount of time, but maybe recently what's been coming back is just the last 2 years, I guess, in my last final years in Ponake as well. Maybe it was kind of a wrapping up of, and also I'd finally had the time after finishing university to just sit and look at life and question what it is, even more than I already do every day. I think it was kind of just about that time, and I guess the ending of something, the ending of my time there, and many relationships that I once had. And I think that's probably what I've been feeling lately, is that reminder of everything that's been gone. But it's great, because I'm really stepping into something new, and just going to trust that. But
does it feel like this is the kind of closing of a chapter? Are you already thinking about what's after this record? It sounds like this is something you've already for yourself maybe processed, put it out, is like putting it out there is almost a secondary thing a wee bit.
Yeah, definitely. I think I've put a lot of time and thought into releasing it as well, and just trying to be kind to myself, but also take myself a bit seriously, whatever that means. But the songs themselves, they don't really sit with me like they used to. And there's a lot of new songs that do sit with me, like these ones used to. So those, I'm definitely more excited to, I guess, it's just that weight off the shoulders. I think I was saying yesterday, it's just suddenly there is so much more room, and already it's easier to finish a song.
That's exciting. That is exciting. I think we should hear a song. You've brought your guitar in. Really,
I did.
Beautiful, beautiful little Taylor that you've got in here. What are you going to play for us this morning, Violet?
I thought I would play my favourite song.
Excellent.
On the record. It's called Brave Me.
Whenever you're ready, take it away. Violet Hurst on BFM.
Thank you.
If I could write you, know that I'd write, laden with beauty, it's all justified. Wouldn't you deny, only to feel in time never enough, never enough. But go on and brave me, brave me, breathtake me. Go on and if I could write you, know that I'd write, you'll kill me with beauty, it's so justified. But wouldn't you deny, always they decline, only to feel it in due time, but never enough. Well, go on and brave me, brave me, breathtake me. Go on and brave me, brave me, breathtake all of me. Oh, why don't you? Why don't you? Not much to say these days, there's not much to say these days, 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 days.
Oh, that was so beautiful, Violet. Thank you. What was the name of that track?
That is Brave Me.
Brave Me. Man, that's gorgeous. And that's on the new album Donegal, which just came out yesterday. Very exciting. And you're also heading off on tour. So anybody who's been bewitched, as the text machine is letting us know at the moment, a lot of lovely messages coming in, you can head and catch Violet on tour. You're going all over the country, Christchurch, Dunedin, Queenstown and Wellie, and then of course here in Tamaki Makaurau, and you're playing at the Old Folks Association just off K Road, which is a very good spot to play, and that is going to be on Saturday the 19th of August. Under the Radar is the the place to go for tickets. Violet, thank you so much. That was super stunning.
No worries.
Any chance you got another little song for us? Or
I do. If you just give on. Me 1 second, I'm
yeah, tune away.
Do this.
Tune away. Thank you for those lovely messages. 5395. We've got Violet Hurst in the studio, and it's going to be a stellar gig. Also, just while you're tuning, I presume Bandcamp is a good place to get the record.
Oh yes, please.
Sorry, getting your multitask.
No. Bandcamp.com/ Violet Hurst.
Love it.
And yes, it's on there. It's a really supportive platform. So if you want to actually own the music and support me, it'll be there. Also, I'm about to put on will be some tapes.
Cool.
Made by Julie from Trace on Trace Records, so you can get one of those.
Fabulous. And they'll be maybe at the show as well?
They will be.
Love that.
Yeah.
Excellent. What's the second song you've got for us, Violet?
I'm going to play the second single that's been out for about a couple of months now, and it's Alternate Ways to Pray.
Awesome. Take it away.
She wants to be aligned, to give herself away. You've seen it done before, solving all of life's mundanes. She wants to be alone, seek comfort with the rain. But I'm feeling mighty fine, circling around the drain. I know you don't care too much, and darling, youth is on your side. Why would you worry what's sad at the finish line? This is the last.
Thank you, Violet. That was absolutely beautiful. Violet Hurst in the BFM studio this morning. You can catch her on tour celebrating a new album, Donegal, up here in Tamaki Makaurau on the 19th at the Old Folks Association. Tickets from Under the Radar. Thank you so much, Violet.
Thank you, Rachel.
We'll see you very soon.
I will.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.